scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics.
So here's another study. And this one actually is good for me because I'm starting to go bald.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You're not bald, Johnny.
It's receding.
Okay, well, it's yes.
A little bit. But according to a new study, taking longer showers might actually help guys slow down or even avoid hair loss.
Wow.
And this might actually work for women, too. Researchers found that simply paying attention to daily grooming habits and spending a bit more time in the shower helps the hair and scalp remain healthy. By taking these longer showers, more time is spent massaging the head, which ends up stimulating hair growth. Now, the scientists suggest the guys spend 5 to 10 minutes once to twice a week, really focusing on doing a job with the shampoo and actually, you know, washing your hair using both hands to massage the scalp with firm and consistent pressure.
Now, to be clear, they probably also think you should shower more than once or twice a week. It's just once or twice a week you should really focus on.
You should
on your
really,
head.
Really focus on.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I thought once or twice a week to shower because that's what I usually do.
That's why your hairline's receding, Johnny. And that's why this room has a certain
and that's why my
aroma.
Friends are receding and walking away from me right now.
Can you set aside 5 to 10 minutes twice a week for your hair health, Johnny?
I can.
You're going to add this to your schedule?
I can do this.
Put it on your calendar. That's how you get things done. All right, well, a restaurant in London is offering foodie Instagram packs. The restaurant called Dirty Bones says it's designed with the Instagram universe in mind.
Interesting.
To that end, diners are offered free kits, including a portable LED camera light charger, a clip-on wide-angle camera lens, and a tripod selfie stick for overhead table shots.
All right, that's a little much.
People love to share what they're eating on social media, so we wanted to put something together that made it easier to get that perfect shot, regardless of lighting, a spokesperson for Dirty Bones said. You know, this is interesting, because I've heard a lot of chefs and restaurant people, owners and managers and things, complaining about this trend, because a lot of people really get bad pictures of the food they're eating. It's not representative of what. So I wonder if this is their way of getting ahead of it. Like, oh, okay, well, you're going to take pictures of our food. We're going to make sure those are great pictures.
Yeah, well, that's another thing, too, is like they'll have to think about the restaurant lighting. And because there are some places you'll go that have like low lighting for the actual setting the scene. And then when you try to pull out your phone and take a picture, sometimes the lighting's not good. And then people post it on social media and people are like, wait
the
a minute,
like,
I don't want to go to that
restaurant.
That's
not how my dish looked.
Yeah, it's like I spent all that time plating that and making it look good. And then you just mess it
ruined it with your bad photography.
Mm-hmm. So a new Reuters poll reveals that 20% of young adults stream shows on services like Netflix, HBO Now, and Hulu using login credentials that belong to someone else outside of their household.
This is not news.
It's not news.
And I would say it's more than 20%, honestly.
Oh, yeah. It's probably 20% of people that will actually say they
exactly.
do that. But I'll agree. I'll admit I've done that.
I think there are people who I've lent my passwords or logins to at some point and then just stays logged in on their computer and I forget about it. I have no idea how many people are using my accounts right now.
I had one point where a friend of mine was telling me, he's like, I got a call from Netflix and said, sir, do you happen to own 20 Xboxes in your home? yes. Yes, I do.
Yes, absolutely. So public restrooms in China have been using facial recognition technology to limit toilet paper use.
Wow.
This is getting too much. A machine installed in bathrooms recognizes a user's face and is programmed to ration exactly 27.5 inches of toilet paper.
Wow.
In order for it to dispense more paper, users must wait 9 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
Public officials say the technology has cut toilet paper use in half. This is where technology goes wrong.
I knew there was a toilet paper shortage in China, but that's a little
much.
That's
ridiculous. What you're going to like, and what I'm thinking is there's like a database somewhere that matches up people's faces with how much toilet paper they use or how often they go to the bathroom. There's got to be some nefarious use of this.
This is totally like the Seinfeld spare square thing.
It is.
Oh man.
This could actually be the premise for a science fiction thriller.
What would you call it?
Let's think on
that. We'll come up with that idea, but I like where you're going with this.
Listen to Johnny and Megan Mornings on today's Best Mix, 98.3 The Coast.